This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. There was a while there back in the mid-2010s when it seemed like startups were launching subscription services for pretty much everything. There was ClassPass for workouts, MealPal for restaurant takeout. They're still around, but then there was MoviePass, whose all-you-can-watch movie ticket service failed spectacularly in 2019. Well, it's coming back this summer with a new business model. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab takes a look.
An all-you-can-eat buffet of movie screenings for $10 a month? Sounds too good to be true. And it was, for MoviePass, for theaters, for everyone but moviegoers.
The $10 price point just was never going to work.
Stacy Spikes is CEO. He says this time MoviePass will use dynamic pricing. Customers get a number of credits, and tickets are given different values based on things like showtime. The idea is to get butts into seats during odd hours, and at this point, into theaters, period. Daniel Luria is with the trade publication Box Office Pro.
What MoviePass is doing is basically trying to come in during this period of recovery when people's movie-going habits are being reconfigured.
One problem? The major theaters, Regal, AMC, and Cinemark, have their own subscription services. If they don't opt in, MoviePass will have much less market saturation.
Yes, they can go through independents. Yes, they can go through art houses. But in effect, you'll end up having a regional plan.
The industry's still struggling. Paul DeGarabedian, a media analyst at Comscore, says last year's box office sales were 40% of what they were before the pandemic, but he's expecting a recovery with anticipated films coming out this year. So theaters may hold out.
If the movie industry is recovering and it's going to go back to quote-unquote normal, do you really need MoviePass?
Who knows? Sequels sometimes do better than the original. People loved The Godfather, but more Oscars went to The Godfather Part 2. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.